Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, October 12th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Little Travis Disposal, the hardworking guys over there in Harbor Springs. Folks, you need to switch your trash pickup to them. Pure and simple, do it as a personal favor to me. If you live in Sheboygan, Indian River area, Boyne City, it doesn't matter. Pick up the phone and call them. 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780. Text me trash. And I'll text you back the clickable, dialable link. All you got to do is click on it and call them. I heard Chuck and Randy talking about you guys. I hear the commercials. I know you guys support the radio station and his show. I want you to start picking up our trash. Your business, your home, whatever. When talking with them, if they're not currently servicing your area, for example, Onaway, call them anyway. Tell them to put you on the list. I talked to the owner, Arvin. He said if they get enough customers lined up in a certain area, they'll send a truck over. They'll commit. They'll get you guys on the schedule, and they'll service you. 231-487-0780, or just text me the word trash. I'd greatly appreciate if you would support them. Longtime sponsor. Greatly appreciate them, and we want to help grow their business. Going to get to some housekeeping text messages. Bill in Hessel this morning, I guess, let's see, this was at 7:30, yesterday's show. Proven fact, it costs more money to produce nuclear energy than it produces energy. You're talking about windmills. Nuclear energies, absolutely very, very cost efficient and produce a ton more energy than it costs to build them. Windmills, on the other hand, it takes more energy to make a windmill than it's capable of doing, producing in its entire lifetime. Windmills is what you are thinking. Now, one of the things that we're looking at is this show. This show, this particular show, my show. Everything that comes out of my mouth on this microphone is what I think, what I believe, information I want to share with you guys. I'm not going to say who this is, but he says this morning, I enjoy your show, but I always switch channels when you have the weight loss discussions and when Pastor Chatfield is on. That's, of course, our Friday history lessons from 10 to 11. His son, who I thought was an ideal politician, turned out to be a POS. Maybe it's not fair to blame his dad, but this is what I texted him back. Sorry, I'm just so excited about my health and want to share it with my audience. You guys know me. Our sponsors, I totally believe in them. Totally 100% believe in them, or you don't hear about them. And I'm just so excited about how I feel, my energy levels, all of it. Joint pain is gone, not drinking coffee anymore, waking up with no brain fog, haven't used my alarm clock like in forever. So I'm going to talk about it. With regards to the Chatfields, Lee Chatfield hasn't been found guilty of any wrongdoing by a jury of his peers. All those stories that little communist Craig Mauger relentlessly hammered him over, all the investigations, the political action committees, the PACs, all the things that he alleged that he did, the affair he had, we've all heard the stories. We've heard it all. But he hasn't been found guilty in a courtroom of any wrongdoing. As a matter of fact, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, who's done her investigation of Lee, the Michigan State Police have done their investigation at the insistence of the governor and the Attorney General. They insisted that they absolutely investigate him. They did. Michigan State Police has had their investigation done for over a year now. They've given their findings to the Attorney General, to the governor, but yet no charges have been filed. Why, Dana Nessel? Why haven't you filed any charges, charged Lee Chatfield with any wrongdoing, and given his day in court? Why? Because he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't break any laws. Now, with regards to the other personal things, the affair situation, his wife, Stephanie, has forgiven him. Their marriage is doing great. I saw him at the celebration event. I believe, 40 years? Rusty Chatfield's been the pastor there. Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. He's a friend. Lee is a friend. And one thing you have to understand, is that Jesus judges. Now, if you want to judge him, that's fine. Has he sinned? Yes. We all have, including you and me. This is the text I sent him back. I just thank God that I've been forgiven by him and my wife. We're not perfect. Been there, done it, not going to talk about it. Ancient history. I just thank God for my wife and for salvation, redemption. Those days are over, going in a completely new direction. Fresh start. Thank you, God. And if you don't believe in that, well, God help you. That's all I can say. And am I going to abandon my friends? Absolutely not. Even if Dana Nessel finally decides that she's going to bring forth charges, let's have a trial. Lee Chatfield should be allowed to clear his name. But for political reasons, this communist, liberal, socialist, attorney general, woke agenda individual will not bring charges, will not give him his day in court. Kind of like me in that stupid seatbelt ticket I got from that Michigan State trooper on Labor Day in St. Ignace. Took it to court, did all the research, was prepared to present my arguments in front of the judge, Beth Ann Gibson, and the trooper didn't show up. I wasn't able to clear my name. Oh yeah, the ticket was dismissed because he didn't show up, because I was prepared to ask him a ton of questions. I was going to bring up the no helmet law, the repeal of the universal helmet law, how they were creating basically two different class of citizens in this state. Motorcycle riders can ride their motorcycles without a helmet, but I got to wear a seatbelt in a vehicle that has 9 airbags. You know, disappointed, yes. But Lee Chatfield's not even given the opportunity to present his defense, to respond to charges. Why? Because there aren't any. And I believe the only reason she's doing this is because she can basically keep him on the sidelines, keep him from ever considering political office or public service in any way, shape, or form. They have him basically in purgatory. For those of you who believe in that particular ideal for your religion, that's what they're doing. He's not going to heaven or hell. He's just in purgatory. He's sitting there trying to get on with the rest of his life. Well, Dana, why don't you go ahead and bring charges? Why don't you go ahead and let him have his day in court? Or why don't you come out, be man enough to come out? Yeah, I said that right. Be man enough to come out and announce no charges will be brought forward against him. Why don't you clear his name? Either prosecute, charge, or set him free. Of course, she's not going to do that. Dana Nessel will end her attorney general career. Yes, January 1st, 2027. It's going to end, and you're not going to announce that you're not charging him, and you're not going to charge him. Yes, I'm absolutely challenge you, Dana Nessel. Bring forward the charges. Let him have his day in court. Let him present his defense in front of a jury of his peers. Bring it on or let him go. Again, my show, my opinion. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travis Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Clayton up in Pickford. Does the person who texted you about the Chatfields also believe that a child who shoots up a school is the fault of the parents too? My point is every individual is responsible for themselves. Maybe if he listened to Pastor Chatfield, he would learn more about the situation. Or he would learn something. Let me be clear on that particular point. The kid that shot up the Oxford High School, I believe the jury will find the parents guilty because they bought the firearm for the 15-year-old. They gave him access to that firearm. Not only did they buy the gun, but they bought the ammunition. And they even showed him how to take off the trigger lock. Yes, the kid is going to spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. That sentencing, I believe, is November or December. His attorney has tried to get him processed through the court system, not as an adult, but as a minor. And the judge wasn't having any of it. And based on what he did, the people he killed, the people that he shot, he's going to prison for the rest of his life without parole. They've made that argument too once the jury found him guilty. I think he actually even plea bargained, didn't he? He pleaded guilty. I don't think he actually had a full trial. I don't remember. It wasn't a story I really cared about because he did it. They have video of it. They got him. He did it. But I think the parents were absolutely complicit in his ability to carry out the act. 15 years old, not old enough to buy a firearm, not old enough to buy ammunition, not old enough to do what he did, but he did. That's why the attorneys representing him tried to get him tried as a minor, not as an adult. But they weren't successful. So that I understand your I understand totally though, Clayton, what you're saying. I understand totally. Every individual is responsible for themselves. And there's another component to this. We do the best job we can in raising our children, interacting with our grandchildren, our great-grandkids. I have a great-grandson. God bless him. He comes up, brings his BB gun. Every single time he's coming to Grandpa's house, we have an area in the backyard. He sets up his little tin cans, and boy, he's out there for hours, knocking them over, shooting them in the bottom. Well, I decided to take him to Richard Davis's compound, and I had him shoot my .22 rifle. You like your little BB gun? Come check this out. He shot that .22. I think I went through 500 rounds. I had to clean out that rifle, man. Brought it home, showed him how to clean the bore of the rifle, the barrel, the chamber. We took it apart. We cleaned it, took out the magazines, oiled everything up, put it away. And the thing of it is, you realize in that process that you do the best you can. Do we make mistakes raising our kids? Oh, you bet. The things that I did to my son, God, please forgive me. Now, of course, he's raising his kids differently than the way I raised him. The things, sometimes cruel things that I made that boy do, again, God forgive me. I was doing the best I could at the time. And then you hope and pray that when they become adults and get married and have their own family and go into their adult life of doing their work, their jobs, whatever, that what you tried to instill in them sticks. Does it always? No. Do they go astray? Yes. Do they do things that you don't agree with? Absolutely. But you have to understand something. We're not the final judge. Will they have to answer? Yes. We all will. But I will not alienate my friends. Not going to do it. We're going to get to Lansing in the next hour. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles,